You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
A story that has dominated over the last couple of days is the fantastic news that the Mount Gambier Airport has got some funding from the federal government to assist in the $9 plus million upgrade of the facility. A man who knows all about it is Richard Sage. He joins me in the studio this morning. G'day, Richard.
Good morning.
Now, mate, talking airport upgrades, why is it important to do it?
I really think that it's an opportunity to start future-proofing the airport going on into what could happen in 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to afford to do that, and as a small regional airport, we need to start planning. This planning's taken place for a long time now. The original overlay of we spent a bit over $3 million and got $500,000 towards lighting has added a lot of safety and allowed jets to come into Mount Gambier that weren't previously accredited to come here.
And it's fascinating watching the airport's Facebook page at some of the aircraft that we have in the Limestone Coast that pop in.
We do. And now, you know, there was only a fortnight after we finished the first overlay that we had some business people from China come in and land here. They got clearances from Darwin and landed in Mount Gambier in one of their own private jets. That was because the overlay allowed it to happen. Whereas previously, they would have been the tyre pressures, and that wouldn't have allowed it to take place.
So most of the upgrades at the airport are all about bringing more people over time to the Limestone Coast, which is going to help economically for the region.
Look, I think it's a real opportunity. Our current carrier has got some issues with the community, but I think they're not insurmountable. We need to look at working with our preferred carrier. He's providing really good service as far as 35-odd flights into Mount Gambier currently.
Mm.
If you look at all regional aviation, it's very expensive, hard for the cost to be reduced because of the high cost of maintaining and keeping fleets in the air.
Mm. And on the tarmac in Mount Gambier. With the airport upgrade, with the $3.5 million that's just been chipped in, it goes on top of the $500,000 that the council put in as well. It's a $9 million plus project.
Yep.
When's it going to get underway?
Look, it's shovel ready. The lengthening of the runway is a bit over 120 meters, and that's on the northern end of the runway. That
mm-hmm.
can take place without affecting any of the flights in and out of Mount Gambier. We can do it. Through putting another little cut in a fence and bringing material in. And so that's really a positive thing.
Are they the upgrades that we're looking at doing first of all, the upgrades to things like the tarmac?
Well, we can do it, but it's got to be done within the guidelines of all funding applications. It's got to be spent within a certain period. So we'll be busily putting the final touches to some of the plans. The concept plans that were in the paper may not be the ones that eventually get built, but to go and get an application and apply for funding, you've got to have all these dot points in place. The internal workings of the airport have definitely been worked on very hardly with Ian Fitz, our airport manager and an architect, so that's been really put to bed. You know, we'll have a carousel in Mount Gambier. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So we won't need to be waiting in a cold shed to get our bags from the flights that we've just landed with. So that's going to be fantastic. A few of the upgrades that really makes the airport look like a real wow factor. It is the entranceway into the Limestone Coast, and it'll be nice for overseas visitors that come into a beautiful facade.
Sagey, it is sensational news, but a couple of things that I suppose should be asked. When it comes to the upgrade of the airport, is it going to mean increased costs for people flying in and out of the Limestone Coast region?
Well, when you consider the work that we're currently undertaking, it's going to be fully costed. It won't be an increase. Ongoing maintenance down the track may be, but what we're hoping to do is increase the number of passengers coming in. And so it's like anything, the more you have, the more money you generate, and that'll help offset the future costs.
And will future costs include an increase in rates in any way, shape or form? Or
As far as our head tax goes, I can't see that increasing. I'd like to think we could work with Rex and get cheaper flights in and out of Mount Gambier, and then reduce that head tax because you've got increased volumes. It's a bit like selling hamburgers at McDonald's. The more hamburgers you sell, the more money you make. If you decrease the price of them, the more you sell.
Absolutely. So when it comes to Rex, that is the elephant in the room, so to speak. There is a delegation, I think you're involved, that are going to go and talk to Rex and try and smooth over some of the issues that have been played out in public over the course of the last couple of months. But is there a chance of Rex increasing their flights? Is there a chance of them bringing more people into the Limestone Coast? Or is that, at the moment, something that we are going to have to work on into the future?
It's definitely a work in progress, but I think some of the problem has been that it has played out in the media, and it's easy to get on the computer and send in a negative comment. And
social media is a wonderful thing sometimes. It's also the worst of things when it comes to things like this.
And that's what we're saying to the general community, and it doesn't matter whether you're talking airports or Mount Gambier per se. We need to put more of a positive spin out there and let people know what a great place it is to live in. You know, the problems we've had at the Mount Gambier Hospital have also been made worse because of the social media aspect of it. If there's a problem, we need to address it. And you don't address it through social media and everybody having a say over it. We need to look at what needs to happen for the airport, what needs to happen to increase passenger numbers, what Rex need to do as a business case and come back to us and say, we'd be happy if we could get this down to the head tax level and we'll work on the cheaper flights.
The unfortunate thing that that Rex has, that each and every one of us, including Triple M, has, is that social media is a part of everybody's life these days, and everybody has an opinion.
Yep.
And we are always going to get that. There is no magic pill, no magic spell that's going to say we're going to get that out of the equation. We're going to have to live with the fact that everybody has the ability to have their say and can go on social media to do that. Rex and obviously you guys need to have some discussions behind closed doors that clear the air. Is there also going to be a discussion with the upgrades of the airport? Because as we say, it's $9 million. Are there going to be talks that say we are going to try and bring another airline into the Limestone Coast?
No, we haven't. That's one thing we need to put fairly and squarely on the table.
Mm.
We haven't gone out and chased anybody because we know that the numbers aren't sustainable. You've got two ways, one to Melbourne, one to Adelaide. And to be sustainable, you need the numbers to be really well up there to make it financially viable for two. If you had two working out of the same airport, it'd have to be viable. And at this stage, with the number of flights that are coming in and out of Mount Gambier,
mm-hmm.
we're being serviced really well by Rex. And I think we need to give them some credence for that work. They have scheduled their flights around South Australia to incorporate Mount Gambier as one of the hubs that get most of the flights.
Mm.
And we need to make sure that continues in the future and grows in the future. We need to go back to them now. And I know Mount Gambier Hospital have had some issues with specialists coming into Mount Gambier. We need to go back as a group now, look at what's affecting them, how it's affecting them, talk to Rex and say, these are the flights we desperately need to be either reinstated or put back on the table, and work with them to get it to happen. By giving them a hard time, it's not going to make it any easier to get that to happen in the future.
How do we then juggle the idea of wanting more people and an increased economic growth in the tourism sector with having more flights, because that is an inherent problem?
It is an inherent problem, but then if you look at the other choices, we need to talk to Rex and are they going to be wanting to get into the charter business and get charters into Mount Gambier to experience the southeast? Those are the sort of things we need to put on the table. The other thing is, are there other providers out there that only just want to do charter flights into Mount Gambier? It won't affect Rex's bottom line because these people weren't going to come in the first place.
Hmm.
But it does value add to the whole region. We've got the experiences here. We need to step up to the plate and look at how we can capture and encourage those people in the region. It grows economically as far as the tourism and hospitality. We need to make sure we've got everything in place for that to happen.
Seiji, it really is fantastic news. I cannot wait to see the work begin in the Limestone Coast. Thank you very much for joining us this morning and talking about some of the issues.
Thanks, Ewan. And, you know, it's a regional project, and it's great to see everybody getting behind it.
On 963 Triple M, Richard Sage, and hopefully some good news for local industries as well. Hopefully getting some economic benefit out of doing the work out of the airport as well.
Ewan Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.